AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's
Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. These are the week's biggest hits from 40 to number 1, and we're counting them down. Rising two notches to 15 is a group from St. Paul, Minnesota called Mint Condition. Here's Breaking My Heart. That's the six-man band Mint Condition. This week, they move up two notches to number 15 with Breaking My Heart. Across the USA and around the world, you can hear Casey's Top 40 every week on great radio stations like Q106.5 plays today's best music, St. Louis, Missouri. Superstation J104, your number one hit music station, Bluefield, West Virginia. Power 97, WJAD, Albany, Georgia. And the best little station in the nation, KWSD. AM KEDY-FM, Mount Shasta, California. Now originally from Chicago, Illinois, here's Richard Marx. He rises two notches to 14 this week with Hazard the River.
My mother came to Hazard when I was just 7.
Richard Marx with his 11th top 40 hit, Hazard the River. This week it moves up two notches to number 14. We're counting down now to a band that took its name from a big character in the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon. A mysterious figure who was never actually seen. Details coming up.
Casey's Top 40.
Frizzler.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're on our way to the number one song in the USA. Dropping three notches to 13, a country music legend and two English musicians who say they live in Moo Moo Land. Here are Tammy Wynette and the KLF with Justified and Ancient. That's Justified and Ancient by the British act The KLF, along with guest vocalist Tammy Wynette. This week, they fall from 10 to 13. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the first hit for a band that took its name from a character in Rocky and Bullwinkle, a mysterious figure who was never actually seen. For almost anyone who grew up during the 70s, the TV cartoon adventures of Rocket J. Squirrel and his pal Bullwinkle the Moose were a major source of entertainment. Rocky and Bullwinkle were extremely popular characters whose adventures appealed to children of all ages. The show's quirky sense of humor also made it a cult favorite, especially the plotline that had the twosome constantly being pursued by the evil Boris Badenoff and his sidekick Natasha Fatale. Those two villains were always plotting to steal one thing or another from the plucky pair. In one string of episodes, the two were trying to get Rocky and Bullwinkle to give them unlimited rights to a mine filled with a very valuable rare element called upsidasium. Now, behind Boris and Natasha, controlling their every move, was a shadowy character who struck fear even into their evil hearts. A character that was never seen on the series. The character called Mr. Big. The mere mention of the name Mr. Big would make Boris and Natasha quake with fear. Well, four big fans of the adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle are Paul Gilbert, Pat Torpy, Billy Sheehan, and Eric Martin. And when they were looking for a name for their new band, the one they kept coming back to was the name of that shadowy, evil character, Mr. Big. They say they like the sound of the name, and they also like it because, in their own words, they're all kind of quiet. And calling themselves Mr. Big is something of an inside joke. This week, they're laughing all the way to the bank, enjoying the success of their first top 10 hit. It's survey song number 12 on Casey's Top 40, the band Mr. Big, and To Be With You.
Hold on, little girl.
From Los Angeles, that's the group Mr. Big and To Be With You. This week, the song falls five notches to number 12 as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the biggest hits across the USA, and moving up three notches to number 11 is a singer looking for her first top 10. This is Stacey Earle with Romeo and Juliet. From the CD, Stacey Earle, that's the singer Stacey Earle. She climbs from 14 to 11 with Romeo and Juliet. Coming up as we roll into our fourth hour, the current hit for Amy Grant, a singer who once found four young women trying to break into her house. She almost had them arrested until she discovered they were nuns.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
Moving up three notches to number 10 to score her first top 10, here's Kathy Tricoli and Everything Changes. Leading off the week's top 10, that's Kathy Tricoli rising three notches to number 10 with Everything Changes. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the current hit for Amy Grant, a singer who once found four young women trying to break into her house and almost had them arrested. Amy lives on a 200-acre farm outside of Nashville. Because she's been a star of contemporary Christian music for years, she's used to having fans come to the gate of the farm to ask her for autographs. Still, she got a big surprise one evening after she had locked up the gate and went in the house. Amy was walking by a window when she heard a noise outside. Feeling just a little nervous, she called her husband, and the two of them went out to investigate. In the darkness, they saw four shadowy figures, and as the shadows came closer, they noticed the four were wearing dark clothes. They stopped a moment to study the intruders in the darkness, and that's when they realized they weren't looking at four thieves, they were looking at four nuns. Amy and her husband went up to talk with the nuns, who explained they were huge fans of Amy's contemporary Christian sound. The nuns said they liked it much more than the traditional liturgical music. And so, during an outing from their convent, the good sisters had decided to try and meet Amy. Since the gate to her farm was closed, they climbed over the wall and were busy trying to find the door to Amy's house. Well, what could Amy do? She wasn't about to have four nuns arrested, so she invited them in, gave them soft drinks and cookies, along with autographed pictures, and then led them out the right way, through the front gate. This week, the singer who showed those four nuns so much southern hospitality on her farm is showing off her singing on Casey's Top 40. Here's Amy Grant singing survey song number 9, Good For Me. From the double platinum CD, Heart in Motion, that's Amy Grant. She falls from 5 to 9 with Good For Me as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
Come on.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, and as we get set to hear the 8 biggest pop songs in the land, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number 1 on the country chart is There Life Out There by Reba McEntire. At number 1 on the black chart, Somebody Loves You Baby by Patti LaBelle. And at number 1 on the adult contemporary chart, Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. Now falling 4 notches to number 8 on Casey's Top 40, here's Michael Bolton and Missing You Now. From the 4x platinum CD, Time, Love, and Tenderness, that's Michael Bolton and Missing You Now. This week, the song falls from 4 to 8. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number 7.
Edging up a notch, here are four big winners at the recent Soul Train Awards. The vocal group, Color Me Bad, with Thinking Back. The tight vocal harmonies of Color Me Bad. They move up from 8 to 7 with Thinking Back. Coming up on Casey's Top 40, a request and dedication from a teenager in New Jersey. No matter how many kids were in her family, her folks always had room in their hearts for more.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the 40 biggest hits in the 50 states. Moving up 5 notches to number 6 to score his first top 10 since I Can't Stand It in 1981, here's Eric Clapton. This is Tears in Heaven.
Would you know my name?
British singer, songwriter, and guitar player Eric Clapton. He jumps from number 11 to number 6 this week with Tears in Heaven. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Sometimes the bigger the family, the bigger the love. And that's what this request and dedication is all about. It comes to us from a teenager in New Jersey named Brenda Lee. Her letter is short and it's to the point. Here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I come from a family of 12 children. Both my mother and father were foster parents until about 6 years ago. When I was younger, I never really understood how important that was to them. As I got older, I started to understand more and more. My parents would take in children who had been neglected, abused, handicapped, children who needed someone special to take care of them. I am one of those children. I was adopted when I was 9. Now I'm 18, and I would just like to say, I love you to the two most important people in my life, and thank them for everything they've ever done for me and my 11 brothers and sisters. Casey, could you please play Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston? Because maybe one day I will follow in my parents' footsteps. Yours truly, Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee, here's your request and dedication. Greatest Love of All, a number one smash in 1986 for Whitney Houston, and a request and dedication from Brenda Lee in New Jersey to her adopted parents. Coming up, our weekly look at some of the biggest live performances across the USA and around the world. Casey's Concert Calendar, brought to you by your favorite Big Grab snack bag, including Doritos, Fritos, Lay's, and more, as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
Should talking long distance feel any different than talking in person?
Casey's Top 40.
Wherever you are and wherever you go, you can hear Casey's Top 40 every week on great radio stations like the outrageous FM Y107 Nashville, Tennessee, Power 98.9 Rock Island, Illinois, Continuous Music 98.9 Magic FM Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and 88.5 FM Cologne, Germany. Now up a notch to number 5, here's a superstar band from Britain, Genesis, with I Can't Dance.
Hot sun.
Rising a notch to number 5, that's I Can't Dance by Genesis. It's from the 17th album they've made together, an album called We Can't Dance. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. We're getting closer and closer to number 1.
Number 4.
Speaking of number 1, here's a 22-year-old singer who may just be headed for her 7th number 1 in a row. Getting 5 notches closer this week, Mariah Carey with her song about faith, hope, and determination. Make it happen. Climbing 5 notches to number 4, that's Mariah Carey's 7th top 10 in a row. Make it happen.
Casey's Top 40.
Now it's time for Casey's Concert Calendar, our weekly rundown of some of the biggest live performances across the USA and around the world. Brought to you by your favorite Big Grab snack bag, including Doritos, Fritos, Lay's, and more. Well, a galaxy of pop and country music's biggest stars are gathering in Los Angeles for a good cause this week. It's an environmental benefit called the Concert for Walden Woods. Tuesday is Country Music Night, and on Wednesday, it's John Fogerty, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, Neil Young, and benefit organizer Don Henley. One of this spring's hottest tours kicks into gear this week when Hammer, Boyz II Men, and Jodeci hit the road. They're headed for Roanoke and Charlotte. And overseas, Amy Grant's Heart in Motion tour stays in motion this week as Amy sings her latest top 10, Good For Me, in London and Hamburg and Mannheim, Germany. And that's Casey's Concert Calendar.
Hey, do you know what's inside every big grab?
I'm Casey Kasem. Casey's Top 40 originates in Hollywood. After spending the past 3 weeks at number 1 on the countdown, Michael Jackson falls to number 3. And that makes this song his biggest number 1 since Man in the Mirror in 1988. Here's Remember the Time. For 3 weeks, it was number 1, and now Remember the Time by Michael Jackson falls 2 notches to number 3. And that means we've got a brand new number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, and it's by a beautiful singer with a very elegant image. But she says she's a lot grittier than that, and she's playing the role of a maid to prove it.
Casey's Top 40.
Did you hear? Don Bradford's left school.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the brand new number 1 song in the USA. But first, rising a notch to number 2, here's David E. Lewis singing lead with Atlantic Star on a song he co-produced. This is Masterpiece.
A simple touch.
Atlantic Star and Masterpiece. In its 9th week on our survey, the song moves up a notch to number 2. And that means we're up to the brand new number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Top 40. And it's by a beautiful singer with a very elegant image. A singer who's out to prove she's a lot grittier than that. As a former Miss America, she's considered by many to be one of the most beautiful women in the U.S. As a top model, she's one of the best dressed, with a cool sense of self-confidence that makes her the center of attention whenever she enters a room. The problem, she says, is that she's been pigeonholed by that image. And as an aspiring actress, she wants movie producers to see her as someone who's more than just a pretty face. That's why this glamorous woman has accepted the role of a maid, starring along with Debbie Allen in an upcoming TV movie called Stompin' at the Savoy. It's a pretty risky thing to do because she's giving up an image she's worked long and hard to establish. You see, the movie is a down-to-earth drama about the lives of several black maids working in New York City during the Great Depression of the 1930s. And the singer, model, and actress says her role hasn't been an easy part to play. As a well-educated, well-paid, modern black woman, it's been hard for her to portray a nearly illiterate woman struggling at the bottom of the economic ladder. But she says she's proving herself, like glamorous Michelle Pfeiffer did in the film Frankie and Johnny, where she played a rundown waitress in a coffee shop. This week, the former Miss America, who will play an illiterate maid in the upcoming TV movie Stompin' at the Savoy, is doing some stompin' herself. Because for the first time in her singing career, she has the biggest pop hit in the land. The brand new number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40 is Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams.
Aircheckdownloads.com.